Hello, good evening. Welcome to Saturday Night Sega. Do apologise for the delay in coming into this talk bed. I'm trying to sort some train tickets out for an exam I've got next week. And it's... there we go. Fantastic. I just needed to sort the tickets out. I'm using the mobile app for LNER, so I don't have to faff around trying to wait for printed tickets. And it's a pretty cool idea, actually, but because I bought the tickets before I installed the app, it was all being a bit awkward, so I had to make sure I had the tickets on my phone, because at the end of the day, if I don't have the tickets on my phone, I can't actually get them as paper tickets, and I'm a little bit buggered. Anyway, that's all sorted, so we're all done. Got a couple of requests in Discord. My name's Gavi. Mina's here.
Hi.
She's got slightly shorter hair than she did last week by about a centimetre, so she claims. Hairdressers in London charge so much, they take a centimetre off your hair. Like, literally a centimetre, and they charge you nearly 90 quid for the privilege.
Oh.
That wasn't all they did, no. Maybe... What more did they did? But what, for our unenlightened listeners, what is that?
It's the opposite of perm. They permanently spray your
hair. Right. Whilst Mina was doing this, I was dragging a 2.5-year-old around central London. And when I say dragging, I do in some instances mean actual literal dragging. We hit Piccadilly Circus and we went to M&M World and we went to the Lego shop and then we did Disney Store. Now, really, thinking back on it and in the benefit of hindsight, what I probably should have done is done Lego shop first, because there were more touristy photos I wanted to take with Alexis, and I didn't take any of them because she was already in a grump by this point. I should have done the Lego shop before I did the shop where they pump the smell of chocolate into all four floors of the shop. Because if you weren't aware that they actually did that, you try walking past an M&M shop and tell me it doesn't smell of M&Ms, because it does, and that's not because they have M&Ms out on open display. They pump the smell of that crap in like perfume. Actually, also, funnily enough, we walked past a place where they were pumping the smell of perfume out of the door. You remember, it was one of the shops in Regent Street. It was that little box thing, and
It wasn't perfume, it was vape.
Was it vape?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a vape shop, was it?
Yeah.
It smelled like perfume.
Yeah, it would have been like one of the flavours.
Oh, right, flavoured vape. Well, anyway, it smelled like perfume. Perfume-flavoured vape. Mm. But yeah, no, M&M World actually literally pumps the smell of chocolate in there, so you can't go into an M&M's World and not come out feeling hungry, because you come out and you're craving chocolate, which is probably why I spent £9 on M&M's. To be fair... They are for all three of us, although Alexis thinks they're just for her, which is a lie. She is not sure about the concept of sharing. The idea of sharing for her is I will share the container with you when it's empty, but the contents inside it are mine. Twinny says, as long as I lived in New York City, I never went to the M&M store in Times Square. But if you ever walk past it, then you must know it smells of M&Ms. Because honestly, they pump the smell. And I didn't realise it until someone had actually said it on like Facebook or Twitter or whatever it was. But it was sort of on my mind. And really, I probably shouldn't have taken a young child into a shop that smells of chocolate. Not first, anyway. So, hey-ho, Disney Store was a lot more successful, relatively, because by that point, Mina was rushing to come meet me, so she'd finished by then. But also, Alexis is massively into Toy Story at the minute, so with there being a new film out in the summer, she was a lot more open. Although, despite the fact we were trying to keep her away from the toys until she was a little bit older, we still managed to come out with a £25 Jessie doll because she picked up one of the display ones and wouldn't put it down. So the only way that we could get her to put it down was to actually buy one. We're not wrapped around her little finger at all. And then when we came back into Grantham, we went out for a meal, which was lovely. One of my friends took us out for a meal as a thank you for helping her parents move. It was really nice food. Well, I enjoyed my food anyway. How was yours? Yeah, lovely. You had a hero burger, didn't you? You had a hero burger. I had a superhero burger. No, I didn't have chorizo on mine, but I had Cajun spiced onion rings.
They just got quite onion rings with a little seasoning.
They had a little bit of seasoning on them, yeah. And I also had buttermilk chicken in mine. Mmm. 20 says, I think the scent is right from outside the doors. Well, that's the idea. II1980 trying to make a joke, saying he went to the M&M store in New York City and didn't think it was very Smarties. Smarties don't really smell of anything, though. M&M's, I don't know why, it's really weird. Hi, welcome to Saturday Night Sega. We're talking about chocolate. and not Sega, of which there is actual news this week. Do you find that? Smarties don't smell of anything, but M&M's have the really distinctive smell. Like, you can smell M&M's, but Smarties don't really smell of any... Well, I suppose you never walked past the M&M shop, did you? Otherwise, you'd know. Yeah. If we'd have actually managed to get past that vegan march, you would do. You'd have known what we were talking. You'd have smelt the M&Ms. Got a nice little waft of M&M in you.
I'm glad we didn't go to
the train. Yeah, the train delays. We weren't to know that, but TCB says in New York City there's a giant LED screen above the storefront that can show the green M&M telling us we're awful people whilst also trying to flirt with us to come inside. You're awful people! Come and buy M&M's! You're awful! Awful! M&M's will make you feel better. Aye, saying I'm currently eating minstrels. See, that's another thing. Minstrels smell as well.
Yes.
Minstrels have a smell.
Yes.
If there was ever a galaxy shop, I would go in there and spend all of the money. I love galaxy chocolate. But yes, so Alexis was an absolute terror, and my music choices at the beginning of this show reflected that. So we had King of Fighters 14 and London March, because we were in London, and before that we had Doomsday. Green Viper, welcome to America, where we made a sexy green M&M. Green Viper, and I've not actually looked into this more fully. Green Viper invited me to like a page of the Church of Sonictology. Now, I don't know if this is actual the genuine page or whether this is a piss-take page that we've created. Whichever one it is, I've liked it anyway. I suppose the one announcement that we can make this week is apparently now I'm a fully-fledged Sonictologist, although I've not been...
Just because you like it.
Just because I've liked the page? Yeah! Well, I don't know. They haven't invited me in.
You have to go through the rings.
I have to go through the rings of motion. I have to go down the bridge of total freedom. Green Viper says, oh joy you saw. I did see it. Oh, it's the real one. Hooray! I have a religion. I haven't been indoctrinated into their ranks yet. I suppose they've probably seen that I play Sonic Heroes and Sonic Shadow the Hedgehog like once every so often. Twinny is... Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to be yawning. Twinny is sharing pictures of M&M's World in New York City on the Discord, and it looks really nice. There's a Hershey's advert that I see, though, and I'm kind of... Maybe not so much the Reese's, I'm kind of more interested in the Hershey's. Is that a shop? Is there an actual Hershey's shop? Hershey's shop. That's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Try saying that 5 times out loud whilst drunk. Actually, try saying it 5 times out loud whilst sober. Off you pop. Hershey's shop.
Hershey's shop.
You start sounding like Alexis. Hershey's shop. Alexis has decided that she can now say Hakuna Matata. However, it ends up being Hakuna Tata.
Hakuna Tata.
Hakuna Tata. Hakuna Tata. Green Viper says, I feel the weird need to purchase a copy of Bambi for PS2. That's not the Disney one, is it? Disney did not have... Twinny says, there is such a shop. Well, we have to go to New York City. One, to be able to smell the smell of M&M's in a different city. But two, to go to the Hershey shop. Last week we got someone made a comment, and I did notice sort of on the Discord whilst we were watching Muse. I was trying to follow the Champions League football, and I did see sort of someone on Discord saying that ever since Saturday Night Sega came back, pretty much every single week has been rated explicit content, and we've gone proper adult 17+. This week, they're going to absolutely despise us because we're just making everyone hungry for talking about chocolate. You know, M&M's, Galaxy Minstrels, Smarties, Hershey's. I don't like Reese's. Not a big fan of peanut butter, so I don't like Reese's. So Reese's Pieces and they can do one. Not too fun. Peanut butter cups? Nope. If you have any music requests, then, you know, feel free to share them. TCB requested one from Yakuza Kiwami, which if I have it, I'm going to play it. I think it's this one. He's given me the Japanese name, but I have it in English. So I'm going to play that one. And if that's wrong, then it's wrong. I actually started playing Yakuza Kiwami the other day. It was a PlayStation Plus game a couple of months back. Hey! Showed a picture of the Hershey shop. It is... Wow. It's near a Crown Plaza hotel. They've got Twizzlers there as well. Is there any other random shops that New York City's got? I'm not expecting you to tell me, but seeing as, you know, we have two people in the Discord who could tell us, like, proper random shops in New York City. World's largest what? World's largest Hershey shop. I didn't even know there was one. I mean, you can't even get Hershey's in this country unless, like, a supermarket's doing it in the World Foods aisle, in which case they've inflated the price by, like, six times. It's like, do you want a bar of chocolate? Yeah, £7, please. It's almost as nuts as trying to buy a packet of McVitie's Rich Tea Biscuits from Walt Disney World. All they are, they're just flavourless biscuits. And they charge you how much? Like, £4? When you convert it back from dollars into pounds? It's like, oh, let's buy British food in America. Not at American prices, but Americans wouldn't know any different. Because they'd just be like, oh, right, yeah, you know, $4, you know, $3 for a packet of biscuits. Yeah, why not? We're like, these are flavourless. We buy them for, like, 80p at home. Green Viper says, do they have a CEX that is actually a sex shop? Do you have a CEX that is actually a sex shop? That'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Seeing as CEX deals with traded in goods. If there's an actual CEX sex shop.
Yeah,
it's
pre-loved dildo.
Mmm, still wet. Oh. There's the explicit tag. We'd get there eventually. Yeah, it's got teeth marks in it and everything.
No, that would be the ball gag.
Is that the ball gag?
Yeah, ball gag.
I don't think you'd be allowed to use that one, hygiene reasons.
Yes, because the dildo. Green Viper says
he doesn't, but Manchester does. Do they sell other things? Like, do they sell, like, video games, and then there's this, like, this sort of dark CD corner where you have to walk through, like, a velvet screen? And it's like M&M shop, but it's not the smell of chocolate that they pump into the room. It's just this stale. Someone joked that all CEXs smell of stale gamer smell, and actually,
it's just sweat.
It is just sweat. I mean, we were in London last weekend, and we went into Westfield. In fact, we've been in London pretty much most weekends. We're there next weekend, and then we're off for a week, and then we're back there again. We went into a JD Sports in Stratford, and oh my god! I mean, if you think the smell of a CEX is bad, the smell of JD Sports, it just smells of men who haven't showered at all. It's disgusting. Apparently, I described the Manchester CEX perfectly. It actually sells video games and has a dark CD corner in the corner. Lovely. Should we play some music? There's a couple of requests. So TCB requested one. I've got that lined up. I think that's right. Trini requested Crash Bandicoot because Sega published it in America, but in Japan, sorry. But I don't think I have that downloaded. So instead, we're going to play his Club Sega remix that he did. Club. That's not how you spell Sega. Where is it? Oh, it's a dub track. This could be fun. Green Viper says, I went to JD Sports Westfield and didn't get stabbed. I went to London quite a few times and didn't get stabbed. In fact, I lived there. I walked home from Stratford to Leytonstone, which is a good half hour.
Who's that?
Us.
Not you.
Oh, Green Viper said that. That we went to JD Sports Westfield and didn't get stabbed. Also, have we been to the old Tottenham Road one? No. Where does Green Viper live? I don't know. England.
He was talking about New York.
Twinny and TCV.
Oh.
Because they're New Yorkers. That's... You're so confused. It doesn't take a lot.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to go steal Mina's Pepsi Max. They do Pepsi Max Raspberry now. It's amazing. I used to think Pepsi Max Cherry was like the icing on the cake. Ha! There was a joke there that I could have made. I used to think it was the cherry on the top of the cake. But no, raspberry's so much better. I think so, anyway. Mina? Mina? What do you reckon? Raspberry or cherry?
Raspberry to begin with, but cherry
for longevity. Ooh. That's a non-answer. It's non-committal. There is no preference one way or the other. Pepsi would like you. I'm going to play some music now. Afterwards, Sega announced the last 10 games. Well, 10 games. 12 games for the Mega Drive Mini, which is apparently playable at E3. Oh my god, it's E3 next week! So, why have I pressed the iTunes button for? Oh, also, iTunes is dead. Apple have decided that when their new operating systems comes out, iTunes is being replaced with Music, which is a nice imaginative name for an app. I bet it took them loads of time to think of the name of that one. It's like, hey guys, so we want to get rid of iTunes. It's kind of crap. What should we call it? And then this guy in the back of the room just goes, well, it plays music, right? Why don't we just call it Music? And they're like, oh my god. There's like nobody who has got the name Music for a music app. So I reckon like we could really make some money off of this. So we'll get rid of iTunes and we'll call it Music. Completely forgetting the fact that Apple already have Apple Music. So there's now the Apple Music subscription service and then there's Apple Music, the music app. Good job, guys. You really thought that one through. Master? Master? Here's some music. Yakuza Kiwami, Club Sega, and then whatever I find to play afterwards, because we normally do free songs, don't we? And then after that, we'll talk Mega Drive Mini, because why the hell not?
たるだろうか決定の命ならば歯を食いしばって食いしばって立ち向かえこんな馬鹿げた宿命に枯れても根付くはたくましき出たぞやることはわかるだろう本物の男ならば愛し張って意地張って咲かせましょう燃ゆる花火が地染め模様泥水育ちのこの目は歯を食いしばって
Hello! That was the tomato convenience store, because when I the only thing that came into my mind was shopping. From Shenmue. Oh, obviously we spent all day shopping, so I was like, what music should I put on? And I was like, ah yes, tomato convenience store, Shenmue, because I've been shopping today. I think I've kind of exhausted all of the tenuous links that I can make to what I've been doing today. Unless I can find a song called Child of Terror, or Terror Child.
Satan, Devil.
What happens if I do a search for child? Child War? Childhood's End? Ah. Wicked Child. There are tenuous links that I can continue making. Yes. Those children are three unwelcoming eyes. Right, anyway, so that was Tomato Convenience Store from Shenmue. Then before that, we'd work it out, the Hex Hector dub from Club Sega 2. It's a really nice song, actually. I quite enjoyed that. That gave me a nice Saturday evening vibe. I kind of thought there'd probably be more lyrics in it than just work it out, work it out. I thought it'd probably do the whole chorus. You know, think about it. You gotta make it real. You don't know what I'm on about, do you? Sonic Car. Do you know, Jun Senoi actually put on Twitter the other day that the only reason he put Can You Feel the Sunshine in Team Sonic Racing was because the R in the word racing is from Sonic R, and he kind of felt like there needed to be a Sonic R song in Team Sonic Racing. So the only reason he did it is he looked at the logo and went, we should perhaps put a Sonic R song in there. This is pretty sweet, really. Pretty sweet. And then before that, we had Sakura of Tenacity 2000 Full Spec Edition from Yakuza Kiwami, which was the correct song. I got given it in kanji, you see, so I didn't know. I'm going to play that Childhood's End song from Gungrave. It's only a minute and a half long. That'll do. And then that's it for Tenuous Links from today. So, before we start talking about the video games that make up the last selections of the Mega Drive Mini, just as we went into that music break, Twinny and TCB told me about a range, and we thought it was only one, but it turns out there's quite a few locations of ice cream parlours called the Big Gay Ice Cream. And I thought we'd best talk about it a little bit, because it's Pride Month, and I kind of love Pride Month a little bit, actually. It really sort of, it makes me feel happy inside, because it's kind of, just to go off on a tangent again a little bit, because we haven't done that once already. I actually don't like the idea of Pride Month in and of itself anyway.
The fact that it's necessary.
The fact that it's necessary, yeah. Not the fact that I don't like the month. I don't like the fact that it's necessary. It's, you know, we live in the year 2019, and as I put on sort of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, if you saw the photo, the thing is, you know, I've got a really nice Disney vest out of it, so I've probably not helped in the sense of, oh, corporations are, you know, commercialising Pride and all of this, and that is very correct.
Thank you.
But at the same time, you know, it's. I have a fair few friends of which Pride would be relevant, and for me, it kind of really saddens me that we live in a world where they're not openly accepted by the minority of people, I'd like to say, but unfortunately, the internet being the internet, the minority of people tend to be the ones who are the loudest. And I just really wish we could all just get along. Because, you know, people are people, as a few bands have once sung in songs. Anyway, Mega Drive Mini. So the last 10 games have been announced, but then there were two more added in as bonus extras. Now, what's interesting is actually, if you go on Sega's website for the EU list, which is megadrivemini.sega.com, it's only showing 9 games. For some reason, Road Rash 2 isn't turning up, but it is on there, apparently. But the new games that have been announced alongside the 30 that we've already had, and I've been through those more than enough times, so I'm not doing it again. But the new ones are Virtua Fighter 2, Alicia Dragoon, which I hear is supposed to be a really good game, but I honestly have never played it. Columns, Dynamite Heady, Strider. Now, Strider's an interesting one, because actually, I think I prefer Strider 2. But that's personal preference. Kid Chameleon, Light Crusader, Monster World 4, also interesting in the fact that it's kind of funny that they've given it Mega Drive artwork, because it never came out over here, and Eternal Champions. I don't know why they've put Virtua Fighter 2 on there, I'll be honest, because Virtua Fighter 2 on the Mega Drive is a bag of steaming poop. It's 2D for a start, compared to the, obviously, the 3D version that was on the Saturn. But also, it's so bloody slow. It's ridiculously slow. I have no idea, no earthly, godly idea, why Virtua Fighter 2 is on the Mega Drive. Not the foggiest. There's so many games that could have gone on there. I mean, I get why... I get why, like, Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles aren't on there. There's the whole hoo-ha about, you know, music rights and whatever. And yet, you know, they've managed to very easily license the rights to Sonic 1 and 2. But I understand that. It makes sense. What you doing? Ooh. So I get that, but I don't understand why Virtua Fighter 2. I just don't. I'm also... Columns, yeah. Alright, Columns is a good game. However, when you've added Tetris on as a bonus game, literally the rarest Mega Drive game ever to exist, because it never actually came out, although it was fully developed, cartridges were printed and ready to go, and then, as I understand it, Nintendo filed a copyright dispute, and Sega had to pull it from sale. So, there are a couple of cartridges that got out into the wild, but it's literally never been sold. And also, Darius is coming onto the Mega Drive Mini, which is also notable, as it's a game that didn't exist. It seems to be a port of the arcade version developed for Mega Drives, but exclusively for the Mega Drive Mini. So, that's a thing. And as I say, obviously Road Rash 2, although for some reason that's not showing up on the Mega Drive site. So altogether, that gives us 42 games. Wow, you lucky, lucky people. I pressed the bloody iTunes button again. I didn't want iTunes, I want that. But, yeah. Very interesting. Mina's watching Lucifer on Amazon, which is also, it also really confuses me. I find it really odd that Amazon still have the rights to seasons 1 to 3, and yet Netflix only have season 4. And yet when Amazon took the rights to The Expanse, Netflix had to remove it all, and then Amazon re-uploaded it again. Very odd. Discord's gone very quiet. I think the talk of Big Gay Ice Cream has kind of stunned them into silence. I don't know. I love ice cream. I am a very good fan of it. There was a request that Green Viper made, but said that it had to be explicitly after 11 o'clock. Because we would have his full attention then. Also, to answer the question as to where he lives, not in London, but he goes about once a month. So, the what? Lucifer kind of really confuses me, because the main character is sort of a bit camp. What did you say?
Ephemerate.
Yeah, camp's probably also the word, another word I'd use. British. Yeah, but not all British people are camp. Unless they've been cast in American TV shows, because even the fellow who's in Elementary, he's a little bit. Yeah. The Viper request of the week at 11 p.m. We used, oh, no, we're not starting that. I know we used to do the Rexy request of the week at 11 p.m, but I don't even think she listens anymore. You said Chinatown. You wanted Chinatown the other day. I didn't, no. Do you want the original, or did you want the remix? You know, the Yuzo Koshiro remix that we played a couple of weeks back that I think you fell asleep for. Well, we'll play it. We'll play it again. II1980 says, Essex is basically London, like the Mars is the moon. The Mars? The Mars is the moon. Well, actually, if you're Donald Trump, the two are one and the same. He doesn't see why...
I read about this.
He didn't see the logic in NASA wanting to land on the moon when they could just go and land on Mars, completely forgetting the fact that it actually, if someone wanted to fly to Mars to land on it, it would take them, like, what, 12 years? Whereas, you know, if we fly to the moon, it will take, like, what, 2 or 3 days?
Well, it's the other thing that makes no sense, not just the fact that what he says makes no sense, because the moon is not on Mars.
It's not.
The other part that doesn't make no sense is he pledged, like, last year to give however much money to NASA so that they could have another manned mission to the moon. In preparation for a trip to Mars. So he actually said that he was going to do this. And then he's questioning himself as to why.
I kind of feel like Donald Trump brain farts a lot. That's putting it lightly. I kind of think that he says things without thinking about it, then forgets he says them, and then wonders why people are doing what he said. One of the other ones that he's done, which I think was either last night or very early hours this morning, is he's decided that Mexico now will not face increasing tariffs if they don't manage to curb immigration, illegal immigration. So basically, for those of you who aren't politically minded, the basic gist of it was thus. He said that Mexico would get a tariff on all of their imports unless they curbed illegal immigration. Unless they did it. So basically America going, nah, nothing to do with us, you deal with it. And what they basically said was, is if Mexico didn't deal with it, these tariffs would get higher and higher and higher. It's almost as if someone's turned around and gone, that's a little bit nasty. So now he's had to turn around and go, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. And it's kind of like, you've got to do, love him or loathe him, and I think the majority of people loathe him, you have to do one of two things as a politician. You either have to say something and follow it through, positive or negative, you have to say something and follow it through, which is why England has made an absolute balls up of Brexit, because we've said we're going to leave the EU, and yet now, 2 years later, three years later, getting very, very dangerously close to the third anniversary of the referendum vote, we still haven't left. Because, you know, it's claimed the careers of two prime ministers, neither of whom wanted to leave, but one was absolutely adamant that she'd do it. It'll probably claim the career of a third, because they'll turn around and go, I'm going to call a general election to increase my mandate, and then they'll lose. So, you know, Brexit's like the Grim Reaper just sat there with a scythe going, and you're gone, and you're gone. So it's basically, you either got to say something and follow it through, or, and this is the best option, don't say it. Because if you keep flip-flopping on the issue, whatever the issue may be, like, you know, Brexit or Mexico or a manned mission to Mars, which also is damn stupid, I mean, which is the moon, but, you know, if you're going to send someone to Mars, that's a very strange, can you imagine the first astronaut to go to Mars? Like, you'd be remembered forever. You'd be the Neil Armstrong of whichever generation goes. But you're basically being sent to die. Because NASA can send space probes to Mars, but not particularly great at getting them back. Well, if you're sending a manned mission to Mars, generally a good idea.
No, about the probes.
Well,
about the probes. So, like, they send them, but they don't bring them back. Do they want to bring them back?
I think if they could, they would. Like, if they're capable of. They seem to get really upset. Yeah, my battery's dying. It's getting dark. But...
Yeah, no, they actually... They said something about it. It wasn't about like the computer shutting down. That, oh, everything's going dark in here. The robot was actually saying it was reporting on the fact that the atmosphere, the environment, the whatever, the time of day, it's getting dark.
Yeah. Not, and everyone just read it as, who's dying? Hmm. But yeah, I mean,
it was solar powered, wasn't it? It must have been.
Well, it must have been, but it had been there for ages.
Yeah, so obviously something happened to the solar panel.
Yeah.
That's why it would say, my battery's dying, it's getting dark, because powered by solar power, it's informing you, the reason I'm dying is because...
I have no sun. How long does it take to fly to Mars? If such a probe travelled in a straight line to Mars, the time it would take to get to Mars... Oh! The closest possible approach was 39 days. On average, it would take 162 days. There you go. Also, why? If someone's asking how long does it take to fly to Mars on Bing, why is it suggested? People also ask, how long does it take a maggot to turn into a fly? What do you intend on doing? Sending a maggot to Mars and seeing if it's still alive when it gets there?
Will it live and die in the same time?
Will it live and die in the same time? If it's a butterfly. Butterflies only... Well, some species of butterfly only have a lifespan of 24 hours. I said this at work and someone actually questioned me on it. It was like, no, I'm fairly sure I've seen a butterfly that's alive like 2 days in a row. I'm like, ah, but have you though? Apparently, on average, it would take 162 days. It's not quite 12 years. So, 162 days. So, if you were to leave on the 1st of January... I'm looking this up. So, if you were to look at 162 days from January...
It'd be like May, June.
162 days from today is Sunday, November the 17th. I'm on a website that tells you how what is 162 days from today, but I don't want that. I want to know that really days before that really doesn't help me. Ah, here we go. Days from date calculator. That'll do. That's the one I want. So I wanted to know 162 days. From 01-01. Go! It'd be June the 12th. June. That's my exam. This website quite helpfully tells you there are 30 days in June. So if you were to fly to Mars on the 1st of January, you still wouldn't be there yet. But you'd be getting pretty close. I'd imagine you'd be able to see Mars out your window. But you're getting pretty close. But I say you'd be able to see Mars from your window. How fast would a space shuttle travel? So, presuming you just spent a day there, and then you came back.
A day or 24 hours?
Well, 24 hours. You'd come back on November the 18th. So you would feasibly be able to travel to Mars and back within a calendar year. Well, yeah, calendar year. I was going to say lunar year, but that doesn't quite work because there's so many different lunar years that you're passing on the way to Mars. But Earth calendar year. But... I don't know. Imagine saying, like, to your wife and child, I'm going to Mars! See you in a year!
Well, people do that when they go with the army
and stuff. That's true. Space Force. That's it.
Yeah.
It's going to colonise Mars and create a space army. Duke Nukem's real. Right, so we've been on air for an hour. We've only played one music break. I'm going to play another one now. Again, Excuse you. I don't know what we're playing. Shall we talk some more Sega news when we come back? Mina says K. So I guess we will.
Thank you.
I'm having one of those days where I keep losing the voice meter box, so I'm not catching the talk beds in time. I was just having a look on FF Shrine to see if there was any soundtracks that I could download. There is a FLAC version of the Mortal Kombat soundtrack. Maybe I should download this and I'll see how long it takes to download, just purely so that we can play the Mortal Kombat theme. Because, you know, Techno Syndrome it was called. Yoi. The rest of the album is utter pants, really. But I don't know. Wonder whether I can just request. Oh, it's a zip file. It's rubbish. So we played Eurofight from Sega Rally 2. Before that, Chinatown by Yuzo Koshiro. Mina was putting washing away at the time, so she requested the song, and I still don't think she heard it. You heard some of it. And then we had Childhood's End from Gungrave. Gungrave. Yee! Import Mortal Kombat, the album. Right, if I double-click that, can I just download? Oh, that's rubbish. I thought it would let me download one track at a time, but alas, not. I'm really in the mood to play Mortal Kombat. I've loaded up Sega Driven, the website from our good friend Sonic Yoda, purely because that will help me to remember all of the Sega news that came out this week. So we started off with a little bit of a bummer. At least I think it was. What was the date last Saturday? I want to make sure I've got. Last Saturday was the 1st. Okay, so let's see what we've got from there then. No, that's pretty much it. Okay, so first batch of bad news we got is that Shenmue 3 has been delayed again. It's getting on now for about 4 years since it was first announced, and it was due to come out in August. And basically what's happened now is they've delayed it until November, which is all well and good until you then realise that that the Pokemon Company and Game Freak and Nintendo had all announced a release date of Pokemon Sword and Shield for November the 15th. So essentially what's happened is Pokemon's going to come out and then Shenmue's coming out 4 days later. So Shenmue's kind of going to get a little bit buried there, because I can't imagine too many game shops or online retailers wanting to put a lot of stock in Shenmue when Pokemon's out. So apparently it needs a little bit more refinement work. Now, quite how much more refinement a game needs when it's been in development for 4 years is beyond me, but there we go. Sega Driven here, and or who actually wrote the? Oh, it just says posted in news. It doesn't say who wrote it. They've said, "Here's hoping this helps Shenmue 3 become the game that fans have been waiting for." That is never going to happen. The hype for this game is almost astronomical. It's going to disappoint pretty much everyone, apart from me, because I can love some absolutely dire games, and I just love the fact that there's another Shenmue game coming out, and it exists, and it makes me really happy. Then we have to see, we talked about the Mega Drive Mini. In Japan, they're bringing out little accessories for it, which is adorable. You can buy a mini Mega CD, a mini 32X, and a mini Sonic 3 and Knuckles cartridge, or a Sonic 1 cartridge and a Sonic and Knuckles cartridge to plug it into. So you can, they've called it the Mega Drive Tower Mini, but it is essentially, it's dubbed the Tower of Power, because pretty much it's anything that you could have plugged into the Mega Drive is plugged into it. I think the only thing it's missing is a Game Genie, but I don't think Sega would put one of those on there. No news on whether the Tower of Power is coming out in Europe or the West or not. If it did, I would still buy one, even though I would display them all, I'd keep them all in boxes. But I think the idea that the The fact that the Tower of Power actually exists is adorable. It's such a cute little thing. June the 27th sees the next two games released in the Sega Ages range, Virtua Racing and Wonder Boy in Monster Land, come out. So that's if you want to be playing some racing games or a Wonder Boy on the Switch, then you can do. Then also, Sega announced a surprise follow-up to Citizens of Earth, which was a game that came out, I believe, on the 3DS, and then was ported elsewhere. It's called Citizens of Space. So that's coming out on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and Steam on June the 18th. The original game, obviously published by Atlus, as we said. Lucifer's got very bloody all of a sudden. Data Discs, who made the rather lovely... In fact, Data Discs is a bit strange. In fact, they made a very lovely Sonic Mania soundtrack. Vinyl soundtrack, and I think all of their other soundtracks have largely been Sega released as well. They've announced their next release is Sonic CD. It's the almost entire Japanese soundtrack, with the only exceptions being You Can Do Anything and Cosmic Eternity, probably because Sega don't have the rights to those songs. Me personally, I would want those on there for me to actually own it. But they do look very nice. £35 if you want it. Available to pre-order right now until June 17th, and you can get it via data-discs.com. And I'm fairly sure there's a link for Sonic CD on there if you want to spend it. And also, brand new news that Sega Driven posted on today. CD Japan and Amazon Japan have got a release date of July the 24th for a new Crush 40 compilation CD called Driving Through Forever. There's currently no complete track list, but they're saying it's easy to assume that it'll be another compilation similar to the Best of Crush 40. Amazon Japan confirms that Green Light Ride, Open Your Heart, Live and Learn, and Sonic Heroes will be included. There's also mention of a DVD, but there's no details of what that's got. So they're saying they'll update as and when they learn more. But by the looks of things, sounds like it's another best of. So that's your Sega news. Hooray! I'm glad we got through all of that. We'll use Sega Driven in future for the rest of it. TCB says, 4 days after Pokemon launches, I think Twitter will be all over Sword and Shield for a good little while. Yeah, I mean, they already are a little bit, aren't they? They seem to like the idea that the follow-up, like the interquel for Sword and Shield is going to be called Gon, which I think is a bit odd. Like how they said Sun and Moon and then Stars, and then all of a sudden it's like, now it's Sword and Shield, it's going to be called Gon. Well, it's definitely after 11 o'clock. Viper is around now. He's gone green on Discord, so I suppose we should play his song. And you can tell... I don't know where that came from. Why did I get Elton John in my head? Where is the request? There we go. Twin Peaks After Hours. I think I know this song. Yeah. I like this. If it's the song I'm thinking of. Also, why is it not finding it? Nights. Remix. Dubois? I'm guessing this is Growing Wings is the one that he wants. Peak power from after our climax. Because otherwise I can't find it. Well, that's the one I'm going to play anyway, because that's the one that I can find. And that one I know I like. And then House of the Dead 4. And we want the boss fight. Ha. Well, I don't know which one we want. We'll play Boss Raid, because I don't actually know. It's not listed as the world or whatever. The world being the name of the final boss for that game, and I have no idea. Admiral Snack Bar. How's everyone's days and nights going? How's that night going?
Fine.
I know you're tired. It's a simple question though. How's your night going?
Tiringly.
Just in case you would, just to illuminate that. No, don't do it, because that was in my mind as well. Don't you dare. Don't do it. I'm gonna have to play it now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yep. Here's some music. We'll be right back. Friend like me, Mina waiting until the song had pretty much finished before deciding now's the time to go to sleep, despite the fact that in 25 minutes this show's finished and she could probably just go to bed. Night night! Before that we had Boss Raid from House of the Dead before, House of the Dead 4, and Growing Wings, Peak Power from After Hour Climax from A Night's Remix, Another Dreams. Which is a bit of a strange one, because I can never really figure out if that album's official or not. The artwork is terrible, and yet it says it's been published by Wavemaster, which really makes it feel strange as to why it doesn't have official artwork, because I'm fairly sure Wavemaster is one of Sega's, or was one of Sega's subsidiaries for music. But playing Aladdin, because obviously Mina got a friend like me stuck in my head when I said Illuminate, and she started, well, we both had the same idea, but she vocalised it, her fault. Speaking of Disney, it's 6 weeks until we're away on holiday. Yeah, that's right, 6 weeks. So that means that on that Saturday Night Sega, it won't be live, but it will be obviously full of Disney music. So Castle of Illusion, World of Illusion. I don't know what else, actually. If I do a search for Disney, I wonder if it shows me everything. Nope. Lucky Dime Caper. Yeah. Deep Duck Trouble. Yep, Deep Duck Trouble. Good. Fantastic. So it'll be all sorts. Oh, there's a spider on the floor and there's a woodlouse. Go on, spider. Oh no, spider. You're running away from the woodlouse. There's an epic battle that could start here if only the spider turned around. But the woodlouse is... Yeah. I think it's safe. That is something I would watch. That would be almost as good. No. Woodlouse has escaped. Alas. So all sorts of music. So Castle of Illusion, Mega Drive, Master System, and the remake, World of Illusion, Legend of Illusion. If I do a search for Mickey, have I got any others? I think that's it. Land, Legend. Oh, there's Land of Illusion, of course there is. And World of Illusion. Oh, that spider is a Speedy Gonzales. Off you go. Quackshot will be another one. Was there a DuckTales game? I think there was there? No. Deep Duck Trouble, look. No, there wasn't. So Quackshot. Um, would be another one. And any others that we happen to come across, obviously Aladdin, but I think we play quite a bit of Aladdin, so I'd hesitate to put another one of those on again so soon. And plus anything else that we happen to come across. Green Viper says DuckTales was always Nintendo. I know it's part of the Disney Afternoon collection that's on Xbox. It's on sale at the minute for £4, and I don't know whether it works out to be roughly £1 a game. I'm not quite sure if it's worth it. I mean, not that I'd want to pay £16 for it, but you know, DuckTales and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, and I'm not quite sure. I just haven't figured it out. Haven't figured it out in my head, but yeah. So that's in 6 weeks' time. 6 short weeks. I don't know what we're doing in the middle shows. There may well be a little bit of a break, much like Hidden Palace Zone's on a break at the minute. There may well be a break where we just don't. We don't have a show, because I could try and pre-record about 3 shows. Green Viper says, wait, the original DuckTales is on that collection. I think it is. I would check on my mobile, but I've just killed the battery, which is fine, I suppose. Disney Afternoon Collection, Xbox One. I'm sure it's £4. It's definitely on the sale that they're doing for E3. I've never played the NES originals, you see, so I wasn't sure whether they'd be any good or not. It's definitely £4, showing 75% off. It is, so the Disney Afternoon Collection has got Darkwing. Oh, it's got 6 games. How? 6 games for £4. I thought it was only 4, but if it's 6, it may well be worth it. Doesn't actually tell you which ones it is, which games are in it. Come on. Show me. Game.co.uk has got a listing. Earned 16 pence in reward points. Ooh, you steady on. So it's DuckTales and DuckTales 2, Rescue Rangers and Rescue Rangers 2, Darkwing Duck and Tailspin. £4 for 6 games. That's not bad, actually. Huh. I've got DuckTales Remastered on PS3. I quite enjoyed that, actually. Maybe I should buy it. £4. Green Viper saying DuckTales 1 is brilliant, probably the best game on the NES. Yeah, DuckTales, woohoo! But yeah, no, I've definitely got DuckTales Remastered on PS3. And as I said, I seem to quite enjoy that, so maybe I should take the hit. Might do that after the show, actually. So Disney 6 weeks. Probably not going to be a Saturday Night Sega in the couple of weeks after. Might try and come back for one. You know, I mean, I suppose I could try and record a summer soundtrack. That would be something that we could do over the course of an episode. I could record that at some point and have that queued up and ready to go. Kind of feel like we should have another music break before we get to the. I've got Mortal Kombat downloaded. Mortal Kombat's going to end the show, and I'm going to explain that away by saying that there were Mortal Kombat games that came out on Sega consoles, and the Mega Drive version had blood, whereas the SNES version did not. or it had very little blood, or it was a different colour, or whatever. I bought Alexis a Baby Shark toy, and it plays Baby Shark, so I suppose if you're really, really desperate, I could squeeze it, and you can hear Baby Shark. And it would also probably scare the crap out of Mina, because she wouldn't know where the noise came from. But that's not the reason why we'd do it. Tell you what, I'm going to play some Ollie King. I'm going to play some Ollie King, because we've not played Ollie King in forever. And I'm then going to play some... Let's have some Fantasy Star Universe. Because I like that song. And we'll finish off with some... Well, the Women's World Cup's on at the minute. And England might actually be decent at it. So, what I think we might do is... We'll play some Sega Worldwide Soccer. Victory Goal Worldwide Edition is also another name for it, but that's not... I don't care. So, here we go. Here's some music for you. Then we'll have a little bit of a chat just to close the show off. And we're going to finish with Mortal Kombat, because of course we are. We blasted this in the car with James last week when we were driving down to London. He was dropping us off so we could go see Muse. And they were brilliant, by the way. Muse were outstandingly good. Also, Tom Morello, we had a listen of his new album, and it's ace. Well, I say new album, it came out last year, but it is amazingly good. If you don't like politics in your music, then you probably don't like Tom Morello anyway. But yeah, some of the songs are a bit, well, very political. But there is an absolutely amazing song called How Long, which I adore. It is amazingly good. I haven't bought the album as yet, though, but I really, really, really need to find a copy because I need to blast it on my stereo. But that's besides the point. What I could also blast on the stereo is this next song. There we go, there's some background music from Sega Worldwide Soccer 97. Before that, the Galinagar Mine from Fantasy Star Universe. I love the saxophone in that, it's so good. And then Techno-Prophetic, the E-pop and Disco's 80s mix from Oli King. Just a super quick one before we go, because I don't want to be running too far past the 2 hour mark, mainly because, well, whether I go into work or stay at home to do it, I've got some revision to do for my year one practical dispensing optician exams, which is on Wednesday. I'm totally not worried or anything at all about it. I lie, I think I'll be alright. So next week's show is pre-recorded because I'm in London again, watching Spice Girls this time around. So I've not heard any news of the sound not being great for a couple of weeks. In fact, when I went to see Muse last week, my sister was in Manchester watching Spice Girls up there, and she's not said anything. So I think that the issues that people were having in I was going to say Berlin then, which is a bit weird, in Dublin and in Cardiff, they may well have been sorted out. And if they do have any sound issues in Wembley, they'll have already played 2 gigs by the time we get to them, so hopefully they'll have been ironed out. It's not particularly a gig I'm interested in seeing, it's more of a thing for Mina. But being honest, you know, if I'm going to a gig, I do want to kind of enjoy myself. When I actually went to a gig to watch Hardfi in Nottingham a few years ago, and honestly, worst gig I've ever been to. So... it was, you know, I really liked Hardfi and the album that they were touring at the time, which was Once Upon a Time in the West, for those of you who know Hardfi. I really enjoyed the album and I was quite looking forward to it. I bought tickets and Mina tells the story that, and I'm sure she's right, but I honestly can't remember, is I bought tickets without telling her I was buying them. And when I did buy them, she was like, "Why have you bought those for? You know they're meant to be awful live." And they are awful live. Twinny says you can recap your E3 reactions for the next show if you're willing to stay up for the conferences. Do you know what? I tended to only watch Microsoft and Sony. And with Sony not doing one this year, I'll probably just watch Microsoft's on Monday. And catch up with the other announcements and watch trailers as and when. Obviously, I don't want to be staying up late Tuesday into Wednesday because my exam is really early Wednesday morning. And also, I'll be in Birmingham. So whilst that would be a really good idea, it's not something I'm going to be able to do, to be honest. But otherwise, yeah, I could see why, you know, that would be really good. So I suppose, you know, I mean, I could talk a little bit. There has been those leaks today of some games that are due to be announced, and if they are true, I'm really, really looking forward to one of them. I don't want to state it in case people haven't seen the E3 leaks from today, but there is one game announcement that I've seen that's making me very, very happy, from the Namco. Square Enix is taking over Sony's space this year. Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's just Monday evening into Tuesday, I suppose I could stay up and watch it, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know whether they'd have a lot on there. I mean, yeah, Marvel's Avengers, that could be worth watching. Final Fantasy VII, I mean, having a concrete release date would be nice, and I suppose they're going to be announcing that at E3, so I could stay up and watch that. But Final Fantasy VII's never really been my favourite Final Fantasy. I've enjoyed the music. That's pretty much the gist of it, the long and short of it, though. So, meh. Yeah, it's all a bit. Unless they're going to announce like Final Fantasy 16 or a new Tomb Raider or something like that. I don't think there's an awful lot on Square Enix that I'm interested in. But I might watch it out of curiosity, especially as also there's a Nintendo Direct, which I probably won't get a chance to watch. I mean, I suppose I could watch it on the train, maybe. No idea. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. This has been Saturday Night Sega. My name's been Gary. Mina's been around for parts of it. She will probably be around as well for the pre-record of next week's show. I've no idea when I'm going to do it. I'm off Thursday and or Thursday or Friday next week, so it could be either one of those. Who knows? Anyway, this is from around 1994, and the album came out to promote a Mega Drive game or a Mortal Kombat game that came out on consoles, and I'm not sure if it's the Mega Drive or the SNES one, but the song that we're about to play was used as the main theme for the movie. The rest of the album's actually really bad. I mean, we might have to put some different songs on every once in a while so you can actually hear them, but they are. I put it on Spotify and I was just like, good lord, what is this? And very quickly turned it back off again. So my name's been Gavi. You've been listening to Saturday Night Sega on Radio Sega. Obviously, you know what the Sunday lineup is by now. We don't need to keep going on about it, especially as it seems to keep changing on a week-by-week basis. And I will catch you next week. Ta-ta! Thank you.